This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Until Hurricane Katrina hit, the Superdome in New Orleans was mostly known as a football stadium, host of Super Bowls and home of the beloved and frequently hopeless New Orleans Saints. After the city flooded, victims of the storm packed into the stadium, and the image of the stadium became one of suffering, not celebration. But tonight, the Superdome reopens as the Saints host the Atlanta Falcons. NPR's Molly Peterson is outside the stadium where earlier I asked her what was going on there about 9 hours before kickoff.
The sun is gleaming off the top of the shiny new dome. I mean, the buildings nearby still have broken glass in the windows on Poitras, but the Superdome looks pretty good, actually. There aren't many fans out yet. I'm standing right near Will Call. The band just went in to play for the first event of the day. There's a big lunch with Muckety Mucks, the governor, Superdome personnel, NFL people. And that's the first band event of the day. The last band event of the day isn't even going to be till afterward, I think. There's bands playing all the way up through halftime, after the game, you name it.
So this is an event which happens to have a football game in the middle of it, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to two of the guys who were playing, the sousaphonist and the trumpet player. They don't really know much about what Joe Horn's going to do tonight, or other than vaguely remembering kicker Morton Anderson, who will be back tonight playing for the Falcons, they don't really know what's going on.
Joe Horn, the demonstrative Saints wide receiver given to pranks like cell phones tucked inside goalposts. Talk about football for a second. Does that add to the drama of the day?
It certainly does for me because it's a make-or-break day for my fantasy football team.
Do you have Saints on the team?
I do. I have Joe Horn and Reggie Bush.
Oh, wow. So good luck to you. And tell me about the city of New Orleans. I mean, obviously, the Saints are really important to that city. And I remember being there right after Katrina hit. And days afterwards, people were saying, well, obviously, we want everyone who's possible to be helped. We want to rebuild, but we want to bring the Saints back. So a lot of people discussing that with you in the days leading up to this reopening of the Superdome.
Well, sure. It's just like Katrina. It's one of those things that people can't avoid talking about. You can be talking to someone about their energy bill, and they'll have Saints earrings on. Or you can be going through someone's debris-laden house with them that's covered with oil and Chalmette, and they'll have, you know, an autographed picture of a Saint from the mid-'80s. Black and gold is out in force today.
And is the Saints reopening front page of the Times-Picayune today?
It's front page. It's front page of the Metro section. It's front page of the sports section. The Saints said something over the weekend I thought was funny about how they really didn't know until the last couple of days that people were treating this more like a Super Bowl than just an average game. But when you see Morton Anderson, in-depth Morton Anderson profiles last week on local news, you know, they've really been doing special run-ups to this in every possible media that you can imagine.
And the context is Morton Anderson is the place kicker for the other team.
Morton Anderson, he's not even the full-time place kicker for the other team. He's coming in for short kicks, I think, and point afters because they've been having a little trouble with the Falcons kickers. But he also is beloved, in a way, for Saints fans who remember when he was a high-scoring kicker for them.
All right. NPR's Molly Peterson joining us there from the Superdome in New Orleans. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Mike.